This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I personally have never had a vanity license plate.
Never, ever.
Never, ever.
I feel like you would have like a cougar or something.
If I was to have one, it would absolutely have something to do with the cougs. Have you had one, though?
Oh, yeah. Makes rules. With a Z, of course.
Of course.
No, I've never had the closest I've ever came, I didn't have a vanity plate, but I had one of those specialized license plates.
Oh,
like
yeah.
A Seahawks themed one. And then when it was time to re-up it again, I'm like, this was a colossal waste of money. Like, I could just get a Seahawks sticker and put it on my car to show my fandom.
Or get
like a license plate holder that says Seahawks on it. And that's a lot cheaper than getting the vanity plate.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, so far in 2025, Washington State's Department of Licensing has shared that they have denied more than 170 requests for personalized license plates for a number of different reasons.
Karen, this is my favorite time of the year because they always release the ones that they've denied and they explain why. So I found a bunch of the ones from 2025 and also from past years as well. And I want to see if you guys could determine whether or not they were denied and also maybe if you could tell me why you think they were denied.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so this was a license plate. I think this one's a no-brainer, but this one was denied. OMGSTFU.
Oh, that one.
I wonder what that means.
I guess they frown upon the F word in curses. Even if you don't have the curse in there, they still frown down on it.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Okay, what about this one? B-A-R-4.
Whoa, say it again?
B-A-R-4. The number 4.
Okay.
They're trying to be clever. Do you think it was denied or approved?
Approved?
Approved.
I don't even know. What does it mean?
They believe it was a variation of the word barf. And apparently vomiting and barfing and puking, denied.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
How about this one? W-I-N-E-O-H.
Wino.
Yeah.
They better have allowed that one.
They should have.
No. No alcohol references. So you couldn't like have like beer me or anything along those lines. Like that
wow.
was actually used before and it was denied as well. Oh, man. You know what? I'm not going to. There's one that's clearly from an Italian person that loves Whoppers, and they denied it.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. How about this one? A55MAN.
Oh.
No.
He's a butt guy.
You are correct. That was denied. You can't have crude or sexual references. And of course, even though it says A55, it looks like ass man.
I love these people.
This one's pretty clever, I thought. 3MTA3. You're going to have a hard time with this one.
Wow, these are hard.
It was denied because if you look at it in the mirror, what does it spell?
Eat me.
Eat me.
That's funny.
All right, how about this one? 420LIFE.
That was Brad.
Yeah, I think so. Also denied.
No weed references? Is that what that is?
No, yeah, you can't even get, you know, like somebody tried to get ganja as their license plate, which I think is kind of, you're kind of almost asking for, like, if there's a police officer behind you, I think they're, no pun intended, going to be on high alert if your license plate says ganja.
Yeah.
How about cat lady?
I hope they let that one slide.
Yeah. No, crude sexual reference. I'm kidding.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
My
no,
gosh.
They let that one go.
Okay, good.
How about Hiker 99?
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
But Hiker 69?
No.
How about they even have a rule? You can't have the number 69 unless it's like inadvertent or accidental because sometimes numbers just go where they go with like the non-vanity plates. But if you're getting a vanity plate and it has 69 in it, it can only be used if it's making reference to a model year.
Wow.
You ever get jealous like you see a license plate that's not a vanity one?
Yes.
And you're like, oh, I wish that was my number.
Like one that just says like 999.
I'm
like, that'd be so cool. Or 69 something.
Danny, I'm surprised you don't have one that says emo night.
I should, honestly. I've never actually, because I heard for a while that they were like so backed up that it would take like 2 years to get one.
To make a personalized license plate?
I want to say that was true. I don't know if it's actually true, but that's what I was just like, I'm not even going to look into it.
I always have like the clever ones like that are like Hawks related, because clearly somebody out there has just probably Hawks or Seahawks.
Oh, yeah.
But then you have like ones that are like Hawks 12.
Hawks Girl 1.
Yeah. Definitely not Hawks Girl 69.
No.
She got a lot of honks and waves, though. She did.
Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.